Number 42, greatest resource. Are you ready? Write down. If you're taking notes on this, just write down one word. People. People are our greatest resource. Not buildings. Not money. Not camps. Not videos. Not programming. Not even your reputation. People are your greatest resource. The church's greatest resource is its people. It is the greatest untapped resource we have. We make far better use of our buildings than we do our people. We spend our money far more effectively than we spend our people's time. Good illustration of this is probably the country of Japan. Here's a country with almost no natural resources, but it's crammed with people. And somehow they have made that country, I respect them so much, they have made their people the greatest resources. Their minds and their geniuses and their ability to copy other things and produce it cheaper and send it all around the world. Our greatest resource in your church, in your Sunday school, is people. And if we constantly preach this truth to ourselves, we will begin saying the solution to most of our problems is mobilizing people, not getting a new program or a new building or spending money on something else. It's people. Now, the implication of this is you need to learn to get along with people. If you're in a leadership business, you're going to have to spend most of your time with people. And you're going to have to learn to get along with all kinds of people. People who are irritating people. People who are outgoing people and backslappers. People who are introverted people and quiet people. You're going to have to look for Sharpies. Who are the real sharp people coming along? I don't mean you ignore the people who aren't real sharp. Of course you don't. Jesus picked people who weren't real sharp too. But it means that you've got Sharpies coming along. And you're always on the lookout for people that you can develop and they'll become greater than you are. You need to learn to pour yourself out for people. To just lay yourself on the line. To share out of your personal life your struggles and trials and temptations and how God has enabled you to overcome. To let them lay hands on you. You kneel down and let your followers lay hands on you so that you have poured yourself out for people so that those people know you have given yourself for them. Then they're willing to give yourself for you and for the cause you represent. And certainly you need to learn to motivate. Because there's something about people is that left to themselves, their motivation declines. And so you need to learn to motivate and excite and thrill those people so that those people will follow you into battle.